This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Two hopeful signs about jobs this morning as Republicans take control of Congress.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning. From American Public Media in New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, two private firms released positive employment reports this morning ahead of Friday's all-important report from the Labor Department. We'll ask an economist what today's news means for our economic recovery. But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are down right now, just a bit. The Dow down 17 points at 11,673. The NASDAQ down about 0.1%. Same with the S&P 500. News this morning that the mobile technology company Qualcomm will acquire computer chip maker Atheros for about $3 billion. This is all about Qualcomm being able to better compete in the world of smartphones and tablets. Now to the job picture. The payroll processor ADP says private employers added almost 300,000 jobs in December. That's three times what economists were expecting. Also this morning, the job placement company Challenger, Gray, and Christmas said companies laid off fewer people last year than any year since 1997. CEO John Challenger spoke to Marketplace earlier this morning.
That was a very strong number. In fact, the month for December, just 32,000 job cuts, was the lowest monthly job cut total of the year. We saw jobless claims fall below 400,000 for the first time last month. So all in all, the economy seems poised for a better 2011.
A better 2011. Well, let's get some analysis now from Richard DeKayser. He's chief economist at the Parthenon Group, and he's with us live from Boston. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning.
So first of all, what do you think of these two jobs reports this morning, especially as we wait for Friday's big report from the Labor Department?
Well, I think your previous commentator got it right. Things are looking up, but we need to take some of these numbers a little bit more carefully. First of all, this is the pregame show, as you mentioned yourself.
Right.
The government number, this is the one we see on Friday, that's what everyone cares about, but these are so important that we're talking about them because they are good leading indicators. Now, October saw a huge increase, 172,000 jobs. People were ebullient. Then November saw a modest increase of 39,000. People were in despair. Each of those numbers probably exaggerates reality, first to the upside, then the downside. The truth is somewhere in between, I think. And that's why I just want to caution against taking any single monthly number too accurately. Now, this number we just got from the folks at ADP implies about a 300,000 job gain in the month of December. If we get anywhere close to that, it'll be great. But even if we do, there might be some special factors. Specifically, November saw declining retail employment, which is very unusual. It might have had to do with the late Thanksgiving holiday and the start to the retail season. So let's just take it with a grain of salt. I think it's good news overall, but temper it nonetheless.
All right, Richard DeKayser, thanks for your analysis. He's economist at the Parthenon Group. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Well, a stark warning this morning for oil producers from the International Energy Agency. The agency's chief, Fatih Birol, says without more oil supply, prices will rise and could threaten the global economic recovery.
If the producing countries do not respond to this high growth of demand by increasing their production, this may well mean higher prices than we have now, which is in turn is a bad news for all of us.
Bad news for all of us, Birol says, because the amount of money countries are spending right now to import oil is approaching levels last seen right before the financial crisis.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering sleeping money alerts to notify customers when their money could be doing more. Learn more at allybank.com. And by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
If you use Orbitz or Expedia to search for airline tickets, you've probably noticed there are no American Airlines fares on those sites anymore. That's because of a dispute that started last month, and it's raised questions about whether airlines are better off flying solo when it comes to online ticket sales. LA Times consumer columnist David Lazarus has been looking into all of this, and he joins us now with more. Good morning.
Good morning.
So American Airlines leaves Orbitz, then Delta ditches some other travel sites, then Expedia drops American Airlines. What's going on here?
Well, it depends who you ask. If you ask the airlines, they say, look, we're trying to differentiate our products and build our brands. They use the example of the Apple Store versus Best Buy. You go to Best Buy, you see oodles of products from oodles of makers, whereas you go to the Apple Store, you see oodles of products from one maker. The airlines like that. They want that for their own, whereas the travel agents like Orbitz and Expedia say this is an anti-competitive move, and what the airlines are trying to do is limit the amount of information that customers have so it's harder for them to comparison shop.
So that's what the airlines say. That's what the travel agents say. What do you say, David Lazarus?
I say it's all about the do-re-mi. Not surprisingly, you got to follow the money. And in this case, there's a critter called a global distribution system. This is sort of a pre-internet network that was devised so that travel agents would have all the fare information that they require. Well, things are different now in the internet age. And the airlines are trying to cut out these global distribution systems by feeding their own info directly to the travel agents. They have an incentive to do this, because they have to kick back some of the fare to the travel agent. They also have to kick back some of the fare to the global distribution system. The global distribution system, in turn, kicks back some of the fare to the travel agent. A lot of money is changing hands. So the airlines are saying, why don't we go around them? Whereas the travel agents are saying, let's hang on to our current system because we get a lot of cash from it.
But if they go around them, then passengers like you and me end up having to look everywhere to find the lowest fare.
And that's indeed the case. Right now, for instance, if you want to fly on Southwest, you've got to go only to their site. They don't want to participate in anyone else's play yard. Well, that's going to be the case going forward. What that means for travelers is you'll do a whole lot more mouse work if you want to find that lowest fare, but it'll still be out there.
Well, we'll be looking for them very hard. David Lazarus, consumer columnist for the LA Times. Thanks so much.
Come fly with me.
And while we're on the subject of airlines, there was a United flight diverted this week en route from Chicago to Germany. It made an emergency landing in Toronto. Why? Well, the Canadian Transportation Agency says the pilot spilled a cup of coffee all over the plane's communications equipment. That sent a bunch of emergency warnings to controllers on the ground. And hopefully it also sent a warning to the makers of airline coffee. The quality of that coffee is getting a little dangerous. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Here in the United States, millions of people are desperate to find a job. Germany has quite the opposite problem.
Zum einen mal gelingt es uns nicht mehr.
We can't fill the open positions that we have quickly. Sometimes it takes months, so we can't grow as fast as we would like to.
I'm Kai Rizdal, getting the right workers for the right jobs in Deutschland. Also, the numbers from Wall Street. Next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.